weird moments, you guys not being on time, that lady betraying you. I need to be engaged and in the room to make that happen and make it fun and not this weird, awkward incident. But I was not that when I first arrived. I was just pointing out, why are you touching your face? He probably hated me. Fuck you. Like, you can't, it was awful. It was not good. It wasn't productive. I was trying to do gigs, and just, you need to have relatable material. Things like, hey, have you ever noticed that your shoes go on your feet, don't wear them as gloves? And then we all think, yeah, that's a good point. I wouldn't be able to open the door. Yeah, good point. My jokes were like, have you ever noticed that my bedroom window is too far from the ground, so when I inevitably jump out of it, I will not die? Like, it was not going well. And people tried to be friends with that guy. I don't know why. Like, one guy in particular, an American comedian named Tim Remko, and as a Canadian to admit an American helped me, it burns, and you'll ever fucking know. Oh, that hurts. But here's the thing about Tim. He's the bravest man I've ever met. He's the greatest man I've ever met. Go see his show. You can't now. You missed it. Go see it in London. It's getting reproduced. And it's called If Hell Has Ramps. And the thing you need to know about Tim is Tim has very severe cerebral palsy, so he shakes constantly. So for him just to feel like a human being, he has to wear big, baggy clothing so he can dress himself in the morning. He has to have a big, giant, bushy beard because he can't hold his head still long enough to shave because the muscle control functions of his brain don't cooperate. He walks with assistance of a walker everywhere he goes, and his feet are always covered in these gaudy, glittery, ridiculous Ugg boots. And those are because Tim's a bit of a dick. And so Tim and I did a show together, and Tim did really well. I did very badly, and I wanted to leave, but he was like, no, stick around. And I was like, no, I got some angry letters to write. And he's like, no, stick around. And I was like, I don't know. There's some kitten videos on YouTube, and someone needs to comment about Adolf Hitler on them. I think I'm the man for you. He's like, no, you need to stay around. And I did want to stick around, because when you bomb at a club, here's what the audience does. They go to the comedian that's done really well, and they go, great job, that was awesome. And then they go to the comedian that's done very badly, and they nod and go, okay, and they walk away. And I didn't want to be there for that. So I stood by the bar, everyone's praising Tim, and then coming up to me and going, okay. And then this woman breaks through the crowd, and she kind of touches my arm, and she goes, hey, I saw what you were trying to do there. I think you got something. And I played the whole scenario in my head, because I just knew that it was going to go bad. Like, I was going to say, like, oh, what's your job? And she'll say barista. And then I'll say, oh, coffee beans. And then she'll say, I do know how to awaken the bean. And then I'll say, I don't know if we're talking about coffee or your clitoris or what. And then she'll say, okay, and walk away. But I didn't do any of that, sir. I just stared at her for 50 seconds. Tim sat in his chair, realized I was a friend in need, which is a friend indeed. So he rose on his walker, brought it forward, winked at me. I think he winked. He twitches a lot. Now, if you didn't laugh at that joke, Tim wrote that joke, that means you don't think disabled people are as funny as able-bodied people. I had a lawyer look at the show. Now, brings the walker forward, winks at me, looks at the girl and goes, hey, lady, do me a favor. You should fuck him. I had the chance. I turned him down. And look what happened to me. So Tim went home with her. Proving what I said before, he's a bit of a dick. Now, that was